we have enough time in this hour. I'll give out another one as well. So we have another couple that will be gifted with this ahead of tomorrow's event. Now, here's a message from TMZ. He says, will condoms also be found here? But I get the background behind this is today is actually International Condom Day. And yesterday on the Phoenix Breakfast, we did mention that we'll be giving out some boxes this morning. So we've got a guest who'll be joining us, Bob Nkosha, and we'll give out those boxes this very morning. So stick around for that coming up in this third and final hour. It's 8 hours now. Let's get to the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to invest in solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture of planting a million trees. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. PVC is from the new story.
New headlines. Energy Minister says electricity imports short term as government focuses on operationalizing 1,000 megawatt solar projects this year. Energy experts say Zambia on track to meet mining sector power demand by 2030. In global news, BNP confident of forming Bangladesh's next government. To present the news, I'm Mr. Bobo. Energy Minister Makoza Chikwete says Zambia's electricity imports are temporary measures while government focuses on actualizing the presidential 1,000 megawatt solar project. Mr. Chikwete says the project, which remained incomplete last year, will be operationalized this year and complemented by about 30 solar power plants expected to deliver about 1,500 megawatts. He has also mentioned that the imported power of 511 megawatts is a short-term response to urgent supply gaps, rather than a shift to long-term dependence on external sources, with solar, coal, and other source rollouts remaining the focus. Mr. Chikwete has explained that the project will be completed this year due to available funding and the need for a durable solution to power shortages, cutting emergency imports, and strengthening national energy resilience. Zambia's electricity generation capacity currently stands at 2,880 megawatts, with CESCO generating 3,163 megawatts and independent power producers contributing 712 megawatts. Available domestic generation is 1,635 megawatts against a national demand of 2,400 megawatts.
We are not going just to depend on the imports. Imports are short measures that we have put in place to respond to the crisis the country is going through. But we have got long-lasting solutions. The solar plants that are across the country. And we soon continue receiving people, investors that are coming to invest in the energy sector. These are the solutions.
I want to assure people that this government is really committed. All the solar power plants that are in the pipeline will be completed this year. Those in this state, they are going to be completed. We are having over 30 solar plants, which will translate to a total of 2,610 megawatts. That will be a plus to address the challenges that we are going through.
The Zambia National Union of Drivers and Allied Workers has expressed disappointment with some of its member drivers who are engaging in the transportation and abetting of undocumented immigrants. The Union General Secretary Brian Kavenzi says the conduct by the drivers is undermining the integrity of the transport sector and compromising national security. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kavenzi has described the activities as regrettable and warned that stern action will be taken against any driver found wanting and their driving licenses immediately blocked. He has denounced the lack of collaboration among stakeholders in the transport sector stating that this coordination is making it difficult to effectively curb the virus. Mr. Harondo is proposing strengthened partnerships between the union and relevant authorities to enhance monitoring and enforcement efforts.
This is
Yangi, our part. Recently, we get your people, we talk to them. But once you have caught with this, you have caught this, what they were saying, we explain to them in white and black. But you find that sometimes the people that are encouraged in this, like in the transport sector, we have the people, we have even reported these matters to the ministry, to this, you catch them here, leave where they are kept when they arrive, when they are brought, when they arrive in Zambia. This is where they are kept. Until the time when they bought papers, maybe they, you know, they learn the language, then they let them go to sleep. Move in this time. This time will be released to go outside just to have this oppressed area. This is what they are not back in the back country. We have given that information.
Meanwhile, the Immigration Department Public Relations Manager, Mama Kinshinka, says the department is collaborating with key stakeholders in addressing the issue of illegal immigrants, and has embarked on a mass sensitization campaign whilst encouraging transporters to educate their drivers to desist from engaging in sex work.
We are embarking on a mass sensitization program which is targeting the transporting companies and associations so that at least they talk to their drivers. So sometimes the owners don't know what happens, but I'm such a driver. Let's take advantage of the offered money, you know, to transport these undocumented immigrants. Yeah, so once you know the transporters to also, you know, monitor closely their drivers, how they move and you know where they go with their cars and other you know best of that they use.
Energy expert Christopher Mapalanga is confident that Zambia will meet its power demand by 2030, saying the European development has done enough groundwork to attract necessary investment in the energy sector. His comment follows the Copperbelt Energy Corporation CEC Managing Director Owen Silavoy's call for accelerated investment in Zambia's energy sector to support the country's ambitious plan to produce 2 million metric tons of copper annually by 2030. Mr. Silavoy notes that Zambia will need nearly 10 gigawatts of new power generation capacity and close to $12 billion in investment by 2030 to meet growing demand from the mining sector. In an interview with CNN, Mr. Mapalanga says electricity tariffs have been increased to a level that would encourage more investment in the sector as they are now cost effective. He adds that the removal of tax on solar equipment has reduced the cost of alternative energy, coupled with the Energy Regulation Board ERB's decision to streamline the process for handling and processing licenses for independent power producers.
We are embarking on a mass sensitization program which is targeting the transporting companies and associations so that at least they talk to their drivers.
We get bureaucracy on license, which makes it more favorable for more players to come in to increase the capacity that we need to meet. And then, in a nutshell, you're also looking at the fact that the public is always having an outcry in terms of tariffs. But one thing you need to understand is that tariffs have to be cost effective for businesses to come into the market and play their part to ensure that there is good stability.
The Zambia Council for Social Development, CSD, has warned that meeting partial withdrawal of pension funds, a norm, risks shifting today's financial strain into a future social crisis. Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Kambakamba recently hinted that government is considering allowing workers to withdraw an additional 10% from their national pension scheme authority, NAPSA savings, and the ongoing pension reform from the scheme's 20% partial withdrawal. The ZCSD Executive Director, Leah Mutaba, says the pension is designed to protect citizens from poverty in old age and is absent for burden future generations. Ms. Mutaba tells CNC that government sources must be resolving the issue behind what underlying economic conditions are making survival difficult during long productive years. is emphasized by...